The meeting in the Danvers tent. On Monday evening, Ellen White slipped away from the Groveland meeting to speak in nearby Danvers, where Cam Wright was conducting an evangelistic tent meeting. Writing of the experience, she said, "I was sick and had but little strength, yet the cars were fast bearing us on to my appointment in Danvers. Here I must stand before entire strangers, whose minds had been prejudiced by false reports and wicked slander. I thought that if I could have strength of lungs, clearness of voice, and freedom from pain of heart, I would be very grateful to God. These thoughts and feelings were kept to myself, and in great distress I silently called upon God. I was too weary to arrange my thoughts in connected words, but I felt that I must have help, and asked for it with my whole heart. Physical and mental strength I must have if I spoke that night. I said over and over again in my silent prayer, 'I hang my helpless soul on Thee, O God, my deliverer. Forsake me not in this hour of my need.' As the time for the meeting drew on, my spirit wrestled in agony of prayer for strength and power from God. While the last hymn was being sung, I went to the stand. I stood up in great weakness, knowing that if any degree of success attended my labors, it would be through the strength of the Mighty One. The Spirit of the Lord rested upon me as I attempted to speak. Like a shock of electricity, I felt it upon my heart, and all pain was instantly removed. I had suffered great pain in the nerves centering in the brain; this also was removed. My irritated throat and sore lungs were relieved. My left arm and hand had become nearly useless in consequence of pain in my heart, but natural feeling was now restored. My mind was clear, my soul was full of the light and love of God. Angels of God seemed to be on every side, like a wall of fire. 200 people stood outside the crowded tent, and Ellen White spoke to the attentive audience for 1 hour and 10 minutes. Returning the next day to Groveland, she found the meeting breaking up, a meeting she declared to be one of the best camp meetings she ever attended. Soon they would be leaving for the Haskell home in South Lancaster, but before leaving the grounds, Cam Wright and Haskell, James, Jenny Ings, and she found a quiet and secluded place in the grove where they united in special prayer for the abundant blessing of health and grace to rest upon her husband. Ellen White reported, "This season of prayer was a very precious one, and the sweet peace and joy that settled upon us was our assurance that God heard our petitions." S.N. Haskell, the conference president, had his horse and carriage on the grounds, and James White felt it would be pleasant to drive across country to the Haskell home in South Lancaster. Leaving after the noonday meal, they drove 15 miles and stopped at a farmhouse for the night. The next morning they continued the 30 miles to the Haskell home. Just a week later the Vermont camp meeting would open, and Ellen White had promised to be there. There were many seasons of prayer in James's behalf, and he was greatly blessed, but not healed. "We are holding fast the promises of God," wrote Ellen White to William and Mary in Battle Creek. Although James would not be able to participate in the work, the feeling among those close to them was that he should accompany his wife to the Vermont meeting. They returned home just in time for the Michigan camp meeting that opened in Lansing the evening of September 18th, and for the 16th annual session of the General Conference to be held on the campground commencing Thursday, September 20th.